Today, my dear faithful, is the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. And the epistle is taken from the first epistle of St. Peter, chapter 3. Dearly beloved, be all of one mind, having compassion one of another, being lovers of the brotherhood, merciful, modest, humble, not rendering evil for evil, nor railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. For unto this are you called, that you may inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they speak no guile. Let him decline from evil and do good. Let him seek after peace and pursue it. Because the eyes of the Lord are upon the just, and his ears unto their prayers, but the countenance of the Lord upon them that do evil things. And who is he that can hurt you if you be zealous of good? But if also you suffer anything for justice' sake, blessed are ye. And be not afraid of their fear, and be not troubled, but sanctify the Lord Christ in your hearts. And the Holy Gospel. Take it from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Unless your justice abound more than that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to them of old, 'Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment.' But I say to you that whosoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council. And whosoever shall say, 'Thou fool,' shall be in danger of hellfire. If therefore thou offer thy gift at the altar, and there thou remember that thy brother hath anything against thee, leave there thy offering before the altar, and go first to be reconciled to thy brother, and then coming thou shalt offer thy gift." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Go first to be reconciled to thy brother, and then coming thou shalt offer thy gift. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the lives of the fathers of the desert, we read about a certain man who was much inclined to anger. Whenever he received the least irritation from anyone, he at once would burst forth into anger against them. He would use the most reproachful words against that person. Now, one day, when he had been more angry than usual, he resolved to do something finally to stop getting so angry. When calm had returned, he said to himself, "I must leave this place where there are so many people, and I will go live in a desert where I shall be alone, and where there will be no one to make me angry." Off the man went into that solitary place. Here for a short time he lived happily, because there was no one to make him angry. Soon after, though, it happened on a certain day that he went to a spring in the area to draw water. When he filled the water jug with water, he placed it on the side of the spring. But as the ground was uneven, the jug fell over and the water ran out. Annoyed but calm, the man filled it a second time. He placed it down on the ground again, but once more it fell, and the water ran out as before. For the third time, he filled the jug, but this time he was quite disturbed. And then for the third time, it happened again. He placed the jug down, and then it fell over and spilled out the water. Upon seeing this, the man was filled with wrath. He then picked up a stone, threw it at the clay jug, and then broke it into pieces. For some time he raged, until finally the passion of anger calmed down. Then he looked about himself, and he found himself now without water, and also without a jug to get more. He began to think on what he had just done, and he realized how wrong he was in thinking everyone else was to blame for his anger. He said, "The devil has deceived me in making me think that I could overcome this sin of anger by flying from the society of men. It is a vice that I carry with me wherever I go, and in every place, even in the solitude of the desert, there are occasions on which it will burst forth if not checked." Realizing then he needed to practice patience in the face of any difficulties and overcome his anger, he declared, "Instead of trying to escape from my anger as I did before, I ought to have prayed to God for the grace to overcome it and control it. I shall then at once return to my former way of life which I left, and will fight against this enemy until I shall have conquered it." And so he did as he resolved. He returned back to his former life, and as time progressed, temptations were offered and victories were achieved. He made so much progress against his anger that in a short time he was known by everyone to be the most patient and meek. In today's gospel, my dear faithful, our Lord gives us a lesson on anger and charity towards our neighbor. Our Lord explained that we must be charitable and meek toward our neighbor. He told us that the command, "Thou shalt not kill," also means that we are not to let ourselves be angry with our neighbor. He explained that there are different degrees of anger, and that each one should be corrected. In fact, our Lord told us that if we happen to be angry with our neighbor, we must go out of our way to be reconciled with him. In other words, we must do whatever we can to be on good terms with him. For when we are meek and charitable to our fellow man, then our prayers and sacrifices are pleasing and acceptable to God. In our Lord's own words, "Go first to be reconciled to thy brother, and then coming, thou shalt offer thy gift." All of us, my dear faithful, have the passion of anger, and we must all learn to control it. Our Lord told us how necessary this is, for we shall not enjoy heaven unless we learn to control this passion of anger. However, the sin of anger is often misunderstood. Many people think that when one is angry, it is shown in some external way. But it is true that it does not have to be displayed in order to be a sin. Some bear their anger only in their hearts without showing it externally. For instance, they may hold a grudge against someone for years. They may not show it, but they do not talk to that person or even show him the usual courtesies. This is the kind of anger our Lord explained in today's gospel. For we must love our neighbor and even our enemies. As our Lord said before, at another time, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them that calumniate you. Now, when we get angry, it often happens that we blame the other person. We justify our anger saying that someone else did something wrong, just as the man in the story did. He blamed everyone else for his anger. Then, when there was no one else around, and he still got wrathful, he had to admit that it was his own fault. Anger is the passion that is indignation at a perceived injustice. By a perceived injustice is meant that one thinks that he has been offended, when in fact it may be that the person did not even mean anything wrong. And so we often make a big deal out of literally nothing. As St. Basil says, anger is a kind of temporary madness. Thus, when we are offended or think we have been offended, we must strive to conquer and control that anger, to push it down. Rather, we should imitate the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the way he acted upon earth. We must strive to be meek and humble of heart like him. When we think we have been offended, we should offer up that hurt and even go out of our way to be kind to that person. Strive, my dear faithful, never to be content with merely trying not to do wrong. If you have been in the habit of getting angry, don't just make a resolution not to be angry in the future, but rather resolve to say something kind instead, to say a prayer for that person, or say something kind to them. And as we struggle for it, we should look to our Lord for an example of how to act when offended by someone. We should follow his example of meekness. Imagine the Son of God, innocence itself, being condemned to death. And yet, he did not utter a word. When they calumniated, insulted him to his face, he did not speak. When they hit him and spit upon him and abused him in every way, he did not even have a thought of ill will against them. Rather, he forgave them and he prayed for them. Remember what he did say when he hung upon the cross. He prayed for his executioners, for the very men who were putting him to death and torturing him. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Behold the meekness of the Sacred Heart. As Father Garrigou Lagrange says, see the smile of the crucified and listen to him. Pray for his executioners. Our Lord forgave his enemies and excused them. And so we see the meekness of the Sacred Heart, the meekness which comes from a heart overflowing with love for us. Let us then imitate his meekness, for if we are offended and give in to that first temptation of anger, we will gradually fall into greater sins. We must be on our guard then to fight against that first attack when the devil tempts us to be angry with our neighbor. To do this, check that first impulse, and then pray at once to Our Lady and Our Lord. Ask them to help you to be meek, to give you the grace you need. And then, do not dwell upon the situation and try to justify yourself and your anger. Rather, humble yourself and admit that you are probably wrong. Then, with a little care and by the grace of God, the passion of anger will go away. However, if sometimes the anger does not go away at once, when you feel you are about to burst into angry words, immediately stop, keep your lips closed, and do nothing until it is over. That is how to fight anger. And by doing it, it will become easier to be patient with yourself and others. Like the man in the story, the more you fight against the temptation, the stronger you will become. We cannot run always from the temptation, as we saw the man in the story try to do. And so we all have that passion of anger, and we must work vigorously on keeping it under control. Turn then, my dear faithful, to the Sacred Heart. Ask Him to make you meek and humble of heart like Him. Often pray, Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.